Day, coming to you live from Seattle. We got the Bears playing the Dogs at Husky Stadium. But before we get into that, we're going to recap week one, the two-minute drill from Big Ben. Here we go, starting right now.
UCLA loses to Cincinnati for a second consecutive year. DTR looked like he was looking at an algebra test the entire time. Lack of interest, Chip Kelly officially on the hot seat. We head to Rice-Eccles, where Utah had two pick sixes. Top five defense, beat BYU in the religious war. Headed down to Tempe, where great start for freshman QB Trace Dose. Eno goes for 100-plus yards. Big Herm, big win. Colorado wins an in-state rivalry against CSU. Fortinet, three second-half TDs on the rushing side of the ball. Two pick sixes by Mikel Uno on the defensive side. Win for the Buffs. Oregon State showed some promise against OK State, but they couldn't stop the run as Chuba Hubbard puts up 221 yards and three TDs. Oregon, fumbleitis, much of the same thing. If you were betting Oregon with 6 minutes and 10 seconds left in the third, they had a 91% chance of the win. Bo Nix brings back Auburn. They lose in AT&T Stadium. UW, Montlake Jake Eason looks good. Defense stands up to Eastern Washington. They win big. The Anthony Air Gordon era starts out on the Palouse, and they win big over New Mexico State. Max Power, Borgie, Shun Stanford, running wild in Palouse. 52-7 win for the Cougs. Stanford grinds it out in the Higher IQ Bowl against Northwestern. They lose KJ Costello, but still pull off a 17-7 win. Down in Cal, up in Cal, over to Cal. Chris Breezy Jr., West Coast Beast Mode, new iteration of Beast Mode, carried the rock 36 times for 197 yards and a touchdown. Cal wins over UC Davis. USC, Helton's on the hot seat. JT Daniels is gone, but they pull off a win at Fresno, or against Fresno State. That's your week two-minute drill.
Wow, I think you might have actually gotten that. I started the timer a little late. We're going to go back to the official review, but I think you may have got it. Nice work.
That was intense.
I thought you were going to run out of breath.
I nearly did. Give me a truly.
All right, folks. We're going to come back with the player of the week.
All right, Kay Wynn, Pac-12, are we going to call it offense or defense? Can be either.
All around.
All around.
Only
player
one
of the
award.
Week. One award for WST. You want a drum roll?
Yes. The WST Week 1 Pac-12 Player of the Week is Jacob Eason, quarterback from UW. Go Huskies. He was 27 for 36, very efficient and very impressive. Threw for 349 yards, four touchdowns, no turnovers. And you know what I found out? 349 passing was a UW record for a player making his collegiate starting debut. Congratulations, Mr. Eason. And for all your Cook fans out there who trolled us on social media this week, Air Gordon got a close second. Congratulations to Eason. We'll see you tomorrow night as you take on the Cal Bears.
One comment, wasn't his collegiate debut, but
Husky
debut. Well done. And I will make a comment. Anthony Air Gordon got the Pac-12 Player of the Week, so we didn't want to over-rotate and make his head so big. Coming right back, we're going to give you our Week 2 Pick'em in Pac-12 WST Podcast. WST Podcast, Week 2 of the Pac-12. Before we get into it, I just want to break down the coverage model for these games. You're sitting on your couch. Where am I going to watch these games? How am I going to watch them?
Can I watch them?
Can I watch them? Are they even on TV? For you guys, everyone out there, all the listeners, hoping to watch the Cougs or the Beavs, unfortunately, you're going to have to stream that. I don't know how you find that. You're going to have to get on the top of your roof with your little rabbit ears and potentially find someone. I don't know. But, no, breaking down the coverage, we got one game on Fox, one game on FS1. We'll get into this. One game on ESPN, which is USC-Stanford game. Five games on the Pac-12 network. And, again, two who, after some research, again, you might end up streaming. You might end up listening to the broadcast on the radio.
having a little make-believe game.
Hey, if you want to watch UW Cal, just watch our social media feed. We're going to the game. WST game day. We're streaming live.
That game will be on FS1.
Why don't we get into it? Our picks.
We were 10 for 11 last week. Both of us, both the same picks. Unfortunately, the Ducks. And had a little bit of fumbleitis, as I stated earlier, against Auburn. Bo Nix comes up big. We should parlay this in Vegas.
Let's do it.
I mean, we would have come. I mean, how pissed would you have been at Justin Herbert for
pretty
fumbling?
Yeah.
And by the way, I have a sincere apology to Mario Cristobal, as I've called you Marco Cristobal probably 400 times on this podcast. So if you're listening, which I hope you are, you're probably streaming this while your guys lift weights in the weight room. But apologize for that. Shout out to Marco Oblak, because that's how I got confused.
Let's get into this.
Let's do it.
You want me to lead off Friday night game, or are you going to lead it off?
I'll lead off Friday night. So ASU versus Sac State. Here are my notes. It's a Friday night game in Tempe. My only note, my summary in this. The starters will be taking golf carts from the locker room at halftime straight to Maya.
Wow. Day and night club.
And their bottle service will be provided. They'll watch the second half of the game at Maya, comfortably in some round little booth. 77-19 win over Southern Oregon for Sac State last week, riding high.
Yeah.
ASU flips the script on them. They lose 77-19 this week. ASU rolls. Go Big Herm.
Wow. Sac State led by former Utah offensive coordinator Troy Taylor. Big numbers in Troy's first game. Dual quarterback Kevin Thompson put up monster numbers. But you know what? A-State's got a better all-around team. They've got a better all-around quarterback. And they got Maya Day Club, where they'll celebrate later. I got Arizona State 35-21.
That's a close game.
Yeah.
All right. Where are we going next?
Northern Illinois at Utah. You want me to lead this one off?
The Huskies versus the Utes, and not UW. Go ahead.
Utah pounded the football last week against BYU, rushing 48 times. This week, they may rush for 50. Zach Moss and the Utes are going to run all over the Wolverines. Utah, 28-10.
All right. Northern Illinois is riding high. They beat Illinois State. Right, that some would say if you're a Husky, it's a good season already. They roll into Rice Eccles. Bowers to Richie is a big hookup for the Huskies. The Utah defense is so good. Two pick sixes last week. They do it again. I got them winning 31-7, but I wouldn't be surprised if they shut out the Huskies and not the UW Huskies. Northern Illinois.
You kind of hesitated after my pick. I thought you were going to go in a different direction. I thought you were going upset.
No way. Let's get into one of the better rivalries in college football. Headed back to the day of Rashawn Salaam. Is it Terry Frazier?
Tom Frazier.
No, not Tom. It's not Tom. It's not Terry. It's not Tony. Who is the Heisman quarterback for?
Zach Frazier.
It's not Zach either.
I don't know.
If you're that Heisman, call us. Let us know your first name. But the all-time record, Nebraska versus Colorado, 49-19.
Huskers lead.
Herbie Husker has been crushing Ralphie the Buffalo for some time. Now, after last week, some may say Nebraska looked very pedestrian against South Alabama. At one point, they were South Alabama late in the third, was within a score. It took the a fumble recovery for a touchdown for Nebraska to run away with it. Adrian Martinez, the hype around him has been huge. He has not lived up to it.
Out of Fresno.
Any way, shape, or form. It's a 7-hour drive from Boulder to Lincoln, but it's like they live next door. Again, Herbie versus Ralphie. If I look at this game, why don't you break down your side? I'll give you my score after that.
Adrian Martinez was a little pedestrian in his opener. I think he's going to bounce back. Nebraska coaching great Tom Osborne recently called Adrian the most skilled Husker quarterback he's ever seen. And Tom coached Scott Frost to the national championship in 1997.
Wow.
So what you're going to see this week, you're going to see Adrian's passing and rushing skills on display as Nebraska wins in Boulder 35-21.
I have Nebraska winning a close one. And I say this because, I guess history, right? 34-31, Nebraska wins a close one. Herbie the Husker's doing the worm back all the way back to Lincoln. All right, let's get into San Diego State versus UCLA.
Yes.
Chip Kelly comes back to Westwood, and he is not revered. Let's just say that.
Wow.
He's on the hot seat. Question for you. If a team doesn't score a touchdown in their previous game, should the fans get their money back?
No.
No?
No.
If I'm San Diego State and I beat Weber State 6-0, and I had to sit through that game, I would want my money back.
A win's a win.
A second quarter field goal and a fourth quarter field goal propels the Aztecs to their win. As much as I want to predict an upset after seeing that first game, DTR, UCLA gets back on track 24-6.
On one sideline, you have Chip Kelly going for his 50th career win. On the other sideline, you have San Diego State, the alma mater of my girlfriend, J-Mo.
Ooh.
I don't think she's listening, so I can say this. Bruins win. Bruins win. DTR bounces back. He was missing some players. He was missing Joshua Kelly, a couple people on the offensive line, Theo Howard. Bruins win. UCLA is 21-0-1 all-time against the Huskies. They're not losing. Or, sorry, Aztecs. They're not losing. Make it 22 straight UCLA over the Aztecs.
Wow. So, okay. I like that. I guess I'll roll with that since I've made the same pick. Northern, a lot of directional schools this
week.
Are
we ever going to pick differently this year?
Yeah, I know. A lot of directional schools. Definitely not on this one, I hope. A lot of directional schools on the docket for the Pac-12 this week. We got Northern Colorado, who had a loss at San Jose State, whom the Cougars beat last year 55 to I don't know what. I was at that game. It was – if San Jose State beats you – and you're a Big Sky team, it's not the end of the world. But if they beat you so handedly to where, you know, they're playing their second, third string team, it's not a good year for you.
No.
So, Bounds will be at the game. Shout out to Bounds. Make sure you hit Cougar Country. Again, similar to the game in Tempe, the starters are at the Coug by happy hour. It's a 12:30 kickoff, 2:30 kickoff. Happy hour's at 4. Cougs win 58-7 again.
Wow.
Wait, one more statement. Gordon threw for 420 yards last week. He does it again, over 400.
Eric Gordon does it again.
Max Borgi, over 100. Boom.
Is he doing that because he's upset he didn't get our week one player?
He is. He's probably going to go for 600 this year. Send us a DM.
Northern Colorado's defense did a decent job last week against San Jose State, allowing 6 yards per play overall. But this week, they're facing Air Gordon and the high-octane Cougs offense. I've got the Cougs 44-10.
Enough said. All right, moving on to another directional team. Where are we headed?
Nevada at Oregon?
Nevada, big win. The Boilermakers sending the Boilermakers back to Indiana with a loss. Hanging with a 56-yard game-winning field goal. Stunned them in the fourth quarter. God, did you watch that game?
I did not.
That was one of the better games. Shout out to the Wolfpack. They are the West Coast. I would say they were the West Coast team of the week if I had to anoint one.
Wow.
That kind of upset. Okay. Big Ten team coming into Reno. Biggest little city in the world.
Yeah.
Coming out, going home with a loss. I think Herbert has to rebound.
Yeah.
In a big way.
Mm-hmm.
I got Mario, not Marco, Cristobal, and the Ducks winning 31-10 at home in Autzen. Quack.
Quack, quack. Big bounce back game for the Ducks. I think it's going to be a statement game for Herbert and the Ducks. 50 burger. I'm going.
Whoa!
50-21, Ducks win big. The Duck is so jacked up because he's doing push-ups all day long in Eugene.
You think the Wolfpack team, the Wolfpack just went and celebrated at
Silver Legacy.
Yeah, I was going to give you, what do they call it? The Golden Nugget. They're at the Golden Nugget.
They probably did both.
They probably did both. They're just rolling out of Sparks, getting on the plane. And I could see that. All right, next.
Stanford at USC.
Only game on ESPN for the Pac-12 if you want to watch it. Stanford at USC, the battle of the backups.
Yeah.
As both teams saw KJ Costello officially deemed out. Do you think David Shaw said, hey, KJ, we know you're okay. Just sit this one out.
We got this win.
We got this.
It's possible.
We got this. All-time record. USC actually dominates Stanford, 61-33 all-time. Getting near the century mark in terms of meetings. But here's my thought. Shaw outsmarts Helton in his own stadium. Defense wins out. They find a way. 21-17 Stanford.
Wow. We're thinking a lot. I'll get back to that. So Keaton Slovis is the quarterback for the Trojans. True.
Say that three times fast.
Keaton Slovis. True freshman, unproven. From Desert Mountain High School in Arizona. You know who his offensive coordinator was in high school? It was Kurt Warner.
Whoa!
Former MVP.
Former grocery bagger.
Former great quarterback. Former great flat top haircut. But I still got to go with Stanford. No KJ, no problem. I got Stanford winning as well. Look at my notes. 21-17.
Wow.
Wow, we're thinking alike.
I might change my pick. Just got to be a little bit different. All right, do we want to go down to Hawaii?
No. I got some good stuff for Hawaii. Let's go Northern Arizona, U of A first.
Have you ever been to Flagstaff?
No.
So I was one. I went to a University of Montana game when Northern Arizona was playing them.
Okay. Remember when?
Remember when? Me and Hodges, actually, I think we're in town. First time he took me out to Montana. It's now the Montana Cup. Okay. It's a little golf tourney, but we go out and we watch. And this was actually homecoming for the Grizzlies. Northern Arizona fans travel well.
All right.
I bet you the same sentiments were said for every person in Montana. They'd never seen so many blonde women in their lives.
Wow.
I mean, they didn't know what to do in Missoula.
What if they went to Sweden?
They had a blast. Maybe. I don't think there's a direct flight from Missoula. My point being, direction of school, Northern Arizona. Flagstaff's a beautiful place, but they are headed down to Tucson. Tough matchup, obviously, in-state. I wouldn't call it a rivalry. 7:45 game. Northern Arizona beat Missouri State last week, 37-23. If the Arizona defense can keep Brandon Porter in check, who went for 6 receptions, 140 yards, and 2 TDs,
wow,
they win big. Here's my thing, bold prediction.
Let's hear it.
WST bold prediction. Stat line for Tate in this game.
Okay.
Over 300 yards. Again.
All right.
Passing. Over 100 yards rushing.
Okay.
2+ passing TDs.
Mm-hmm.
1+ rushing TD.
You're calling it.
Calling it. U of A, 34. Northern Arizona, the Lumberjacks, 14.
I like it. U of A had last week off, and they had a lot of time to think about that loss against Hawaii where they came up 1 yard short. This game versus Northern Arizona will be a blowout from the kickoff. By halftime, the U of A student body will be partying at Frog and Firkin because this thing is going to be over. U of A wins big. Tate throws for 4 touchdowns, rushes for 2. Wildcats win 38-17. Bear down.
Sumlin and his visor take home a victory.
All right. Oregon State at Hawaii.
In Aloha Stadium.
Want me to kick this off?
Go ahead.
Midnight Eastern kickoff. Whew. This is a sports bettor's dream. Closing out the day on a big win and a midnight game. Or a nightmare. You lose, go down 500, and you're blacked out. But here's some insider info. 2 OSU assistant coaches were part of the Hawaii coaching staff before they moved to Corvallis. And because of that, Jonathan Smith and the Beavs will be ready to shut down Hawaii's run-and-shoot offense. Beavs win 38-31.
Whew. Cedric Bird, stat line, last week for Hawaii against Arizona. Some would argue maybe have a better defense than the Beavers.
You want to? U of A does?
Yeah.
Wow, I'll argue that all day long.
They're both pretty bad. Stat line for Mr. Bird. 14 receptions, 224 yards, and 4 touchdowns. The guy does it again.
Okay.
The Rainbow, which once was the Rainbows, then the Rainbow Warriors.
Yeah.
And now just the Warriors drop the Rainbows.
Are they the Ultimate Warriors?
Potentially. Let's get them. We should adopt Hawaii.
Maybe. Who are we going to jettison?
Out to Hawaii, I'll go. I'll be in Kona. I'll live in Kona. Cedric Bird, same stat line, similar. 10-plus receptions, 200-plus yards, 3-plus TDs for the Warriors, and they beat the Beavs.
This is our first conflicting pick.
They beat the Beavs 34-31.
Wow. This is where you gain some ground or you lose some ground, potentially.
Go Warriors. All right.
Let's get into why we're here, why we're in Seattle this weekend.
Game of the week. Game of the week.
WST game day. Boatgate.
Hodges, get ready for us. I got to find my notes.
You want me to start us off?
Go ahead.
All right. Last year, Cal beat the Huskies 12-10 in a defensive struggle in Berkeley, where Jake Browning was benched because he was so bad. This year, UW has all everything. WST Pac-12 Player of the Week, week one player, Jacob Eason. Jacob is surrounded by skilled players, a lot of returning receivers, a lot of weapons, and he's going to need that against Cal's stingy secondary. Cal's CB cornerback tandem, Cameron Bynum and Elijah Hicks, also roommates, are considered some of the nation's best. So my prediction is Eason versus the secondary. Who's going to win? Huskies 17-10.
Wow. Dun, da, da, dun. I don't know why I'm doing the USC. I'm trying to get the UW. All time, 54-40. UW leads the matchup all time, I guess you could say. Last year, for some more context, Mr. Hayner came in. You know where he is? The transfer portal now.
Wow.
So he came in, threw a pick six against Cal. Cal ended up winning in their last matchup. Evan Weaver.
Linebacker from Cal.
All-American candidate. Guess where he's from?
Washington.
Spokane. How did the Cougs miss that? How did UW miss that?
How is he not playing
for Evan's revenge game. How is 24-21. Cal wins.
Mark Few missed them too.
Cal wins. We'll be there. Section 234, row 1. Come visit us. WST, Pac-12. So you want to recap the picks?
We're all in the same except the last two.
Do you have Nebraska or Colorado?
In Nebraska.
Last two. All right. Let's go Cal. Let's go Hawaii.
Let's go Beavs. Let's go Huskies.
Whoa.
Wow. That's a wrap.
WST Podcast, Pac-12, pick 'em. We'll have our guest picker on here shortly to give you guys a little insight into his thoughts around the Pac-12 coming up here too as well.
Where can people find us?
You can find us on Instagram, WST_podcast, Twitter,
WST_podcast.
Same thing. You can find us on everywhere you download your podcast, iHeartRadio, iTunes,
Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, SoundCloud. We're everywhere.
Hey, and if we lose, if we're wrong, call us out. I don't think anyone will just call us out on that missed Ducks pick because most people had the Ducks. 91% chance. I was looking through this just to wrap this up. 91% chance to win.
Wow.
Tough one for the Ducks. Can't close.
No.
Sorry, Marco.
Gave it away.
Boom.
Boom.